This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 2, 2016. Sunrise at 6.09 a.m., sunset at 7.14 p.m. Taylor Rapaglia writes in the Salem News that Bob Cloutier was in good spirits Thursday afternoon, despite how dire the situation sounded by nature, emergency helicopter landing. Cloutier, the chief pilot at CR Helicopters Instructions, landed the Robinson R-44 four-seat light helicopter upright after it lost power. No injuries, no problems. He called it a precautionary landing and waited for his mechanic at the Winona Pond Water Treatment Plant on Butternut Avenue around 2:30 p.m. in Peabody. The disabled aircraft, according to Rapaglia, was just down the road from dismissal time at McCarthy Elementary School, but there were no traffic issues or property damage. Cloutier was on his way to Nashua, New Hampshire, where CR Helicopters is based from Beverly Airport. Cloutier said he felt a surge within an hour of leaving Beverly and thought, this isn't good. State police, Peabody police, and Peabody Fire responded. According to a Peabody police press release, the helicopter will be repaired and moved on Friday. Well, Bill Newell has the story on the GE contract that will create new jobs in Lynn.
GE Aviation and its labor union struck an agreement on Tuesday that will lead to more hiring at the plant in Lynn. Quote, it was a tough negotiation, but in the end, we came to an agreement that protects the current members, benefits the community, and ensures that GE will have a future here. That, according to Peter Capano, city councilor and president of IUE CWA Local 201. In a story in today's Daily Item, Gayla Colley continues to write, Capano said the agreed-upon market-based wage agreement will impact all new employees but has no effect on current workers. Wages for new hires start off lower than what new employees were making with the previous contract, but higher than the local job market, he said. The contract is designed to give new hires wage hikes every year for 10 years when they would reach the top of the position's salary rate, he added. The agreement, which kicked in on Thursday, also guarantees 52 new GE hires. Every time a person retires, the contract guarantees that that person will be replaced with a new employee. The agreement positions GE for the future in exchange for changes in their wage structure for the future employees. That according to the office of U.S. Representative Seth Moulton. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com. Rick?
All right, Bill, very good. Thank you. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that the Gordon College professor who said the Christian school retaliated against her for speaking out against its treatment of gay people has agreed to settle a lawsuit against the school and resign. Professor Laura Barthold will step down from her tenured faculty position at the end of the upcoming semester when she finishes a research fellowship residency at the University of Connecticut, according to the college. No other terms of the agreement were disclosed. The college and the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, which had filed the lawsuit on Barthold's behalf, released a joint statement saying the two sides agreed to keep the terms of their resolution confidential. Andrea Holbrook writes in the Gloucester Times that the town of Rockport is ratcheting up restrictions on outdoor water use in the face of the continuing drought. The town of Rockport Public Works commissioners have enacted additional mandatory water restrictions on outdoor water usage, effective immediately and placed in place until further notice. According to Tim Olson, he's quoted as saying the quarries and ponds continued to drop, and with no substantial rain in the forecast, this is all needed. He is the town's assistant public works director. And according to Holbrook, the biggest challenge from constraints now in place is when the outdoor watering of lawns and gardens is allowed, and of course, scofflaws face fines. For the new list of restrictions, see Andrea Holbrook's story in today's Gloucester Times. And don't forget the 32nd annual Gloucester Schooner Festival kicks off tonight, continues throughout the weekend with boat parades, fireworks, music, races, and much more planned. 26 schooners are expected to participate in the week-long festival, which is organized by the Gloucester Schooner Festival Committee and Maritime Gloucester. For more information, visit gloucesterschoonerfestival.net. Today's schedule, the arrival of participating vessels will continue all day. From 5 to 7 p.m., it's the mayor's reception for invited guests. That's a ticketed event. And at 6 p.m., it's the Gloucester Block Party on Main Street. Family-friendly music, entertainment, and outdoor dining and shopping. And you can go to GloucesterBlockParty.com for more information on today's stuff that's going on and the weekend schedule as well. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.